Well, good morning. It is April 28th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Thank you for joining me today. We are going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 5 today, Psalm 39, Song of Solomon chapter 3, and Hebrews chapter 3. So if you got your Bibles, grab them. Let's get into the Word this morning. Numbers chapter 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, and every one that hath an issue, and whosoever is defiled by the dead, both male and female, shall be put out. Without the camp shall ye put them, that they defile not their camp, in the midst whereof I dwell. And the children of Israel did so, and put them out without the camp. And so the Lord spake unto Moses, and so did the children of Israel. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, When a man or a woman shall commit any sin that men commit to do a trespass against the Lord, and that person be guilty, then they shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall recompense his trespass with his principal thereof, and add unto it the fifth part thereof, and give it unto him against whom he hath trespassed. But if the man have no kinsman to recompense the trespass unto, let the trespass be recompensed unto the Lord, even to the priest, beside the ram of the atonement, whereby an atonement shall be made for him. And every offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel, which they bring unto the priest, shall be his. And every man's hallowed thing shall be his. And whatsoever any man giveth the priest, it shall be his. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man's wife go aside and commit a trespass against him, and a man lie with her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner, and the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled, or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled, then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her, the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal, and he shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon, for it is an offering of jealousy, and an offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. And the priest shall bring her near, and set her before the Lord. And the priest shall take the holy water in an earthen vessel, and of the dust that is in the floor of the tabernacle the priest shall take, and put it into the water. And the priest shall set the woman before the Lord, and uncover the woman's head, and put the offering of memorial in her hands, which is the jealousy offering. And the priest shall have it in his hand the bitter water that causeth the curse. And the priest shall charge her by an oath, and say unto the woman, If no man hath lain with thee, then if thou hast not gone aside to uncleanliness with another instead of thy husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causeth the curse. But if thou hast gone aside to another instead of thy husband, and if thou be defiled, and some man have lay with thee beside thine husband, then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing. And the priest shall say unto the woman, The Lord make thee a curse and an oath among the people. When the Lord doth make thy thigh to rot, and thy belly to swell, and this water that causeth the curse shall go into thy bowels, to make thy belly swell, and thy thigh to rot. And the woman shall say, Amen and Amen. And the priest shall write these curses in a book, and he shall blot them out with the bitter water. And he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter water that causeth the curse, and the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter. And then the priest shall take the jealousy offering out of the woman's hand, and shall wave the offering before the Lord, and offer it upon his altar. And the priest shall take a handful of offering, even the memorial thereof, and burn it upon the altar, and afterwards shall cause the woman to drink the water. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled, and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among the people. And if the woman be not defiled, but be clean, then she shall be free, and shall conceive seed. This is the law of jealousies, when a wife goeth aside to another instead of her husband, and is defiled. Or when the spirit of jealousy cometh upon him, and he be jealous over his wife, and shall set the woman before the Lord, and the priest shall execute upon her all this law. Then shall the man be guiltless from iniquity, and the woman shall bear her iniquity. That was Numbers chapter 5. Let's move on over to Psalm 39. Psalm 39. To the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned, and then spake I with my tongue. Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Vainly they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. And when thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence, and be no more. That was Psalm 39. Let's move on over to Song of Solomon, chapter 3. Song of Solomon, chapter 3. By night, on my bed, I sought him, with my soul, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now, and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? But it was a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all ponders of the merchant, or all with all powders of the merchant? Behold, his bed, which is Solomon's, 80 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being experts in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear of the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottoms thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals, in the day of the gladness of his heart. That was Song of Solomon, chapter 3. Let's move on over to our final reading today, the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. Hebrews, chapter 3, this morning. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For the man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that build all things is God. Moses verily was faithful in all of his house, as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast to the confidence of the rejoicing of the hope firm till the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works for 40 years. And wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. And so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold to the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? And so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Amen. That was Hebrews chapter 3 and the end of our Bible reading today for April 28th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. I pray that it was a blessing to you. Make sure that you comment or leave a reaction to this video, and we will make sure to mark that off on my list. But let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much for this word. God, indeed, I pray that while it is today, that we would just stir up one another towards Jesus Christ. God, that we would not give in to the deceitfulness of sin, God, which so easily besets us, Lord, as this text states. Lord, that we would indeed enter into the promised land, the rest, Lord, that you have promised us through the Lord Jesus, God. Lord, that we would persevere until the end. Lord, one of those things that we see in the book of Hebrews is that concept of perseverance. And Lord, if we are honest, Lord, there is always that battle with the flesh, God, each and every single day. Lord, battle with sin, battle against unbelief. And so, Lord, I pray that today that you would strengthen our faith, that you would just utilize your word that we have read today to give us confidence in our Lord Jesus, give us confidence in you as our great God, and, Lord, that we might live for you, Lord. Again, that we might not give in to sin, Lord, but instead, Lord, just follow your example and follow your ways today, Lord, I pray. Convict us where we need conviction, grow us where we need growth, Lord, give us all that we need, Lord, on this day, Lord, to be able to honor you, Lord, I pray. And, Lord, I just thank you. But, again, I pray for your blessing upon each one of my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you soon.